good morning and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Elliot Callan, president of Prosperity Financial Group, and I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Meet the Expert. And what we do is we help people make money, keep their money, and build for a financial future. So if you've got questions, give us a call. So today we're talking with Melissa Houston. Melissa is a consultant, a CPA. She helps female entrepreneurs. She helps all entrepreneurs on the other side. She's a contributor for Forbes. She's a contributor for different enterprise media companies. Very excited to have somebody with these credentials. Welcome, Melissa.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you. And she is from Ottawa, Canada, home of the Ottawa Senators. As a hockey buff, you know, we make fun of all the people from Canada, but hockey started in Canada. Hockey seems to thrive in Canada. So I don't want to make too much fun of you because it is still near and dear to my heart.
The world hockey of Canadian is hockey. Huge in Canada. Blame the Sens on me because that team is not cheered for in this house. Yeah. There's a rivalry between Toronto and Ottawa Sens, and my house is Toronto fans.
Well, you folks play hockey like we play baseball. We have a baseball field in every town and multiple ones, and you have hockey rinks and multiple ones and backyards and towns and so forth.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So let me ask you a few questions, and we'll make this lively if we could, everybody. And this is more informational than anything else. And we'll give you Melissa's phone number and email at the end.
Personal phone number?
There you go. Like I said, lively. So Melissa is a fractional CFO. Now, Melissa, we've got lots of business owners that are clients of ours, from small to medium-sized businesses. Medium, you know, is above 500 employees. But really medium, we're talking about up to 30, 40, 50 million in sales. And they have CFOs. They have controllers. They have accountants. They have bookkeepers. What's a fractional CFO? What do you do?
Yeah, so for smaller businesses that can't afford to bring on a CFO on a permanent full-time basis, a fractional CFO does the exact same thing a CFO does, but on a part-time basis, right? So you get the financial guidance, the strategic advice, the oversight of the accounting department. The CFO is the most senior person in your, or the most senior person in the finance department of your organization. And the CFO is usually the right-hand person to the CEO and helps guide the CEO with making their financial decisions and basically watching out for their blind spots, you know, giving them a board to bounce ideas off of, what have you. The CFO is the right-hand person to the CEO and offers a lot of guidance and support.
So what does the word fractional mean?
Fractional just means part-time, right? So this has become very trendy in the accounting world, but it's not just like for accounting, it's for the C-suite in general. So there's fractional CMOs, fractional COOs, fractional C-suite positions are becoming very common because smaller businesses really benefit from the service and advice and guidance that you can get from these higher level positions, but you don't have the budget. You know, you've got the cost constraints that hold you back from being able to employ somebody full time. So they're working on a part-time basis. So me as a fractional CFO, I'm hired on a part-time basis to monitor the finances of particular, like of my clients' businesses. And, you know, there's likely bookkeepers and accountants that work under me, but I'm checking their work each and every month. I'm doing the financial reporting. I'm sitting with the CEO each and every month, and I'm accessible throughout the month. And we talk about, you know, the strategic direction that the business wants to go in. And we look at the financial reports and I explain the numbers to them so they really understand them. And I'm there to bounce ideas off of. I'm there to help if they're considering capital raises. If they're, you know, having to deal with the IRS, or in Canada, it's the CRA. We're there to do that legwork for them. There's all types of things that a CFO can help a smaller business with, but you don't have to sacrifice it now because you've got the ability to pay it on a much smaller scale than you would if you hired somebody to come in full time.
So when do I, as a small business owner, when do I go from needing a bookkeeper to a controller to a fractional CFO to a CFO? What can I expect?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you are, you know, growing your business, especially when you reach like that multiple six-figure revenue mark, you know, and you still want to grow your business to seven-figure, eight-figure, beyond, whatever your growth concerns are, and you need that advice and guidance that maybe your bookkeeper or your accountant really can't give you. You need that higher level advice. Or if you're going to market to look for capital, or if you have, you know, some sort of strategic lending plan that you need help with to get the banks on board. Like, there's different scenarios where you would hire somebody, but mainly when you're making, you know, multiple six figure and you want to grow, that's when you can bring on a fractional CFO. And then when the work becomes too much as your business is growing, and I mean, it's really hard to say what dollar level you should be at when you hire full-time, but when there's too much work for a fractional CFO to do and your revenues are much higher and the demands are growing and, you know, it just makes sense to bring somebody in full-time, the fractional CFO is there to help with the transition of hiring on somebody full-time. And, you know, like, we're bless and release. Thank you very much. We're going to help you get set up with a full-time CFO when you're at the point where you can take it on.
Cost range, let me ask you, because you know kind of what ranges are. I don't mean to lock yourself in, but let's get a range of, as a business owner, again, because many business owners are going to be watching this throughout the United States, primarily in California, but throughout the US. And at what point, or how much can I expect to pay for a controller, for a CFO? Obviously, you're in between because you're fractional of that. But yeah, what's my range at, you know, yesterday I only needed a bookkeeper and today I need a controller or a CFO. What can I expect to come out of pocket here?
Yeah, absolutely. And it totally depends on, you know, the revenue levels that you're at and how many employees that you have, and considerations are also like how many transactions are going through the business. And if you need to be supplied with a bookkeeper, or if you're just looking for fractional CFO services. So as a fractional CFO service, it's work on a retainer, and you're usually looking at a point of entry of about $2,500, and it can go up to $10,000 and beyond, depending on where your business is at. So that's the cost per month to keep that service ongoing. Now, if you had a full-time CFO come in, you also have to consider their salary levels are usually around $250,000 a year, plus benefits, plus perks, plus, you know, anything that you offer your employees. So it can be a lot more costly to bring somebody in-house. So having a fractional CFO is definitely cost-effective for, you know, the time that it takes you to grow from a smaller size business to the point where you would need full-time services.
Well, then you're a great pivot person mm-hmm. for a company like myself that is in double-digit growth mode, but not large enough to afford a $250,000 salary, but way too large to just deal with a bookkeeper who does your payroll.
Exactly. Because, you know, bookkeepers are typically, you know, they're great to have. And if you have a good one, it's fantastic, but they're not trained to look at things strategically, right? So when you're working with a CFO, typically you're going to be working with somebody who's going to project your financial plan for the next 12 months. You know, they're going to work with you to understand where you want to take your business, what your financial goals are, where you want to grow. And they're going to project that 12 months ahead of time. They're also going to take in consideration capital costs and projections that you're going to have for, you know, shorter term, 2 to 3 years, 5 years, 10 years and beyond. And it's their job to help you get to where you want to grow to. So having that fractional CFO is giving you a lot of strategic thinking, a lot of planning, and they're monitoring your progress against your plan each and every month so that you can understand what's going well, because you want to capitalize on the things that are going well in your business. And also you identify the things that are not working well. So if you have something that, you know, money leaks or what have you, you can plug those up, save a lot of money, and, you know, move on from that. Try different things. You also, when you're growing your business, you know, you're going to expect increased profit, but you're going to get really laser sharp focused monitoring your profit margins, because you can increase your profit all you want, but if your profit margins aren't staying consistent or increasing while you're growing your business, then that's a red flag, right? because profit margins are king. They're really telling you how you're managing your revenue and your expenses. So you want them to grow in line with your revenue. So there's just a lot of ways that a fractional CFO is going to help you increase the profit in your business. And that's what you really want to focus on, is the profit, because that's the money that you get to keep at the end of the day. And that increases your net worth.
So you just described a lot of what a financial strategist does as well. And I know you incorporate that, inculcate that into what you do.
Yeah.
Again, as a small business owner, sometimes the hardest thing we have as small business owners is to find somebody we could bounce ideas off of, that we can bounce money off of. We go to our CPA and we're spending, you know, $500 to $1,000 an hour to get that answer. But you're the in-between person here.
Absolutely. And typically when you're working with a fractional CFO, you're still going to be working with your tax accountant at the end of the year. So ideally what the fractional CFO does is wraps up all your record keeping, what everything that's happened in a year, wraps it up in a bow and basically hands it off to your CPA, and your CPA will complete your tax return. So you're still going to need that tax saving strategy advice. Your fractional CFO can definitely guide you through that if you've hired a CPA or a professionally accredited accountant. So it's really important to understand the difference between having a fractional CFO or a CFO working with you versus what your tax accountant does.
Okay. So along the same lines, I know you and I've talked about before, and you've got a niche in the market, particularly helping female business owners, which is a great niche. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I absolutely love helping women with their finances, especially now with the Great Resignation. And historically, there's never been more women starting their own businesses right now. So it's not that I don't work with men, because I do. I have plenty of male clients. But for women, I find it's a different, unique type of work, because women are very emotional. And when you're dealing with money, it can get very emotional. And there's a lot of feels that go on, a lot of messaging that we've been taught over the years, you know, from childhood until, you know, being a business owner, and it's negatively impacted us, right? There's a lot of like, oh, you can't do this, you're a woman. It depends on your age and what, you know, generation that you've grown up in, but those type of biases have not completely left the corporate world. So you're dealing with a lot of women who have unique needs. And then understanding that they can actually take control of their finances and understand them so they can make their own financial decisions. And it's super important for women and men to understand what's going on in their finances as business owners, so that they understand the decisions that they're making, whether they're going to be profitable or not, and how much they're going to affect the bottom line. Because absolutely everything in business affects your bottom line, whether it's directly or indirectly. So you really need to understand your numbers to know that when you're making a decision, if that's going to be making you money or not.
So you are a writer and a blogger as well.
Yes.
So as a financial strategist, how does that affect or what you're doing, and how does that add to it, or just does it take up time? There are people that want to be bloggers that think they're bloggers. I'm a blogger, yeah. Annette. I'm not sure how that does anything more than public relations or get my name out there and some count that people are counting. What does it do for you?
For me, it's a really great networker, because I write for Forbes and other large publications. I get access to the CEOs of businesses that I'm interviewing directly, and I get to build a strong network. Now, also the writing that I do has led me to landing a book agent and an eventual book deal, which, you know, hopefully is coming soon. And that helps me get my word out. You know, it just, I find writing for me, I've always loved writing. I love writing. And it's a great way to communicate what I'm doing in the world and how I can help people and impact their lives.
So how do people reach you?
You can reach me at www.melissahoustoncpa.com or thefractionalcfoagency.com. Or if you're on LinkedIn, I'm at Melissa Houston CPA. There's a theme here, right? And Instagram at Melissa Houston CPA.
Great. So we've been talking with Melissa Houston. She's a CPA out of Ottawa, Canada. She's a fractional CFO, which is great. She specifically helps women out, but not just women, but she's got a lot of male clients in there too, because we all have the same problems. As a business owner, I could tell you that most of us share all of the same problems: cash flow, cash projections, sales flow, sales revenue growth, and so forth and so on. She's a strategist, which for small business owners, you can't get enough information on how to have great financial strategy, because it's a large company that's already taken care of by other people in your entity. But as a small business, like many small business people, you're up from 1 to 3 in the morning or 2 to 5, and you're thinking about strategy and money.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many times cash flow is part of our dreams.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we're here to alleviate those stresses. You know, cash projection is part of being a CFO.
Sometimes nightmare, I have to tell you. She's a contributor for Forbes. She's just well-written, well-read, a blogger. You can find her out. Send her a note at info@melissahoustoncpa.com. Go ahead and reach her. If you need her phone number, give me a holler. But we're very glad to have had you on today, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great talking with you.
Absolutely. We know business owners are going to watch this over and over. So thank you so much. And you've been watching another episode of Meet the Expert. We'll see you again real soon.